This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, time is important. You are inside your radio listening to the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, around the world, around the nation, around your neighborhood, around your house. People are talking about the impeachment, but I want to make this quick because this so annoys me. Jennifer, this whole thing sends me into the ozone.
You're not alone, by the way. I'm not a huge fan of this myself, but nonetheless, they're not polling us about what should happen.
No, so. Apparently not. Well, they're polling in a manner of speaking because they're all going to try to broadcast this stuff today and see who's biting, who's watching.
Yeah, they've got an appetite for it.
Yeah.
CBS News did a poll, actually, yesterday. I wish I had it in front of me. And basically, it reflects how you and I feel, Doug, and that is that the American people are unhappy with the process. Has nothing to do with who they like politically, but that the process is something that they're not supportive
of. Will Nielsen find out, though, that people don't want to watch it? That's the...
Well, I think so. I think there'll probably be some interest at first, but I think the thing is Democrats have made the decision to just show certain days of testimony, and so a lot of it's being conducted behind closed doors still, and then some of it will be broadcast, and I think the difference between Bill Clinton and now is that once they went to the public hearings, everything was televised for the most part with Bill Clinton's impeachment. So it's a little different. We know that today and Friday there will be public hearings, and then there'll be some next week as well. And the way the schedule will work is that at 10 a.m. Eastern time, the first two witnesses will be questioned by Republicans and Democrats. Diplomats Bill Taylor and George Kent will testify together publicly on Capitol Hill on Friday. Marie Yovanovitch, who's the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, will testify on Friday publicly. Then there's, I think, like 13 witnesses scheduled for next week on various days, which we can talk about later. But I think, obviously, these people have already testified behind closed doors. The transcripts have been released. The process is still very much up in the air. It's now, I guess, been revealed that basically Adam Schiff and Devin Nunes and their legal counsel will have the large swath of questioning.
Disgusting.
And they're not going to actually let the other members of the panel ask questions, I guess, until maybe the end, from what I understand. So
no integrity to this. There's no relevance.
Well, I'd expect at the beginning to have about an hour argument about the process and the regulations and have Republicans on the panel being very vocal against Schiff and Schiff being vocal against them. There's also some rumors swirling that Republicans might use the suspected whistleblower's name as part of their line of questioning. So it'll be interesting to see. It's going to be a mess. It's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
No one's getting anything done.
Nothing.
And, you know...
All right, so here's something.
Now, Mike Pence is flying to California today, so maybe I'll hang out with him later.
Oh, good. You can hang out with him. Last week, we talked about a new podcast from what's his face?
Steve Bannon.
Bannon. Now, I understand Rudy is going to start a podcast about the impeachment. Did you see
really?
That? Yeah.
Yes,
huh?
I did.
What
yes,
in
I
the
did.
World?
I think to defend himself, I imagine.
I think really? They approached my husband's company to do that.
Did they?
I think yeah. so. Yeah.
And
I'm not gonna say the company because I
do it?
You know. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know. They have a lot of political stuff right now, so I'm not sure if they want to add more of it.
Right. Yep. Wow. How about Kellyanne Conway?
Shapiro,
maybe she
think,
could do
and
one.
They've got like they. I think they have. A pretty good match of left and right, so I don't know if they, maybe
they
they'll
do.
Add it. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
No, yeah, no, they do have. Yeah, they do have a good.
I would get headlines, equal. That's for sure.
Exactly. All right. So the Economic Club of New York luncheon. What did the president have to say there that was of interest and import, if anything?
Obviously, good things about the economy because the stock market closed with record highs again. He was talking about China.
Way up, yeah.
Yeah, potential progress with China. And so it was a very positive speaking engagement for the president, which reflected in the way the markets
Wait a minute.
Yesterday.
Oh, hold the phone. Mark Sanford is not going to run for president?
I know. I know you're distraught.
Oh. What an outrage.
Why would he get in for 2 months? I mean, really, truly.
Look at his history, and you can figure that one out much as anything else. He's a fly-by-night flea bag. Jimmy Carter.
An alibi. Honey, I was out running for president.
Right, yeah. Jimmy Carter and the brain surgery, what were the results? How is he doing?
I think he's in recovery.
Yeah, he's recovering. He's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's good. Keep hold a good thought when it comes to that. I notice if we look elsewhere around the world here, go down south of the border to Mexico way, 100 members of the family from is it the LeBaron family? Is that their
name?
This
is a weird story. I don't know that we really talked much about it. I think maybe Jen
mentioned... back to the beginning about... This is the family where the cartel massacred, how many of them? 9 of them? 10 of them? Seems to me. Last week, wasn't it?
But yeah, there were nine
members of the family.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Weren't they kind of caught? They it wasn't related to them, right? They were sort of caught up in a gang war or cartel war.
Yeah, they were not participants.
Well, that's what they said, but now they're saying that perhaps they were targeted because
Are they Mormons?
Their religion, right?
Yeah, right. So a whole family went down there. 100 members of their family now leaving to go back to where? To Mormon land? To Utah? Where are they going?
I don't know where they're going. This particular sect of the Mormon religion, when they split up, one went up towards Canada, the other went towards Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know if they can find safe haven there, or yeah, I don't know.
Mm. All right. Also, in Mexico, the former president of Bolivia is going to live there. He's got political asylum. So what did he do that made him persona non grata in Bolivia? He's been there a long time as a leader. He stepped down as president after all the protesting in Bolivia, but did they blame it on him? I guess he rigged the vote, or that's what people think?
Yeah,
is that right?
Typically when someone new comes in, the old guy has to run out of town in governments like that.
Really? Or they get shot?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So why didn't that happen to the guy in Venezuela?
He's still there. He won. Yeah,
that's what he didn't win.
Well, no, he didn't win, but he won that the
he didn't win,
to get
but he won
office, right?
How does
wait? What is
win?
The latest with
he
that?
He didn't
but
win
he
the
won.
Battle, but he won the war. How's that?
Which guy won? The one we supported or
the
other
bad guy?
Maduro lost the election.
Right.
It was Juan Guaido who actually won, who we recognize as the real president there, mm-hmm. But he wouldn't leave. And so Guaido tried to do a coup. He tried to, like, get him out. He tried to get military support behind him. But nothing worked because this guy was being bolstered by Cuba and by Russia. So
the status quo is the status quo. That's
right.
I don't know.
I think Guaido's still there on the ground. I just don't think they've been able to make any real progress behind him. And there was the debate as to whether or not the United States gets involved with that. And do we? I mean, do we need to get involved with that? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, one of the things going on, and a couple of more quickies around the world, and I want to talk about the weather and the fires and stuff because it's so cold here and there. A couple of other international items. Italy is going to become the first country, did you see this, to require climate change education in their public schools? They're going to be requiring teachers to teach their youngsters about what's going on in the atmosphere. The education minister said public schools are going to have this information at every grade level to look at climate change and the environment. So it'll be something they must take 33 hours of this information a year. The education minister said lessons on sustainability will be worked into all of this stuff. And it goes with studying math, geography, that sort of thing, science. So this
it
is the
also
first
helps
country.
Prepare. Yeah, it also helps prepare kids to look into those fields as a potential profession.
Yeah.
So I think that's smart economically as well as environmentally.
Yeah. So to go along with that and understanding some of the things I was talking about, I think I mentioned earlier this week this report that's out. It's mostly been circulated in agricultural circles. That's how I saw it. But the focus on the solar sunspot cycle and how it is weakening, so the weather will change and it will not be as hot or warm, and it may change the balance that we've been talking about and worried about. Sunspot activity the last 80 years has been quite ferocious and getting more and more so. But now, apparently, the scientists that are studying these sunspots say that they're cooling off or they're stopping.
So, you know, when we have, this is how we in the radio business used to know when the sunspot activity was at its height, because it would cook the signals. It would get in the way. The sunspot, the radiation from the sunspots would hit the dishes that take, you know, if most every radio station you go by at a television station, they get these big dishes outside, and that's how they receive the audio and video transfer from networks. And so when the sunspot activity gets very active and there's a lot of radiation, it penetrates through our atmosphere and fouls up the broadcast. Sometimes when you see those, if you're looking at a television picture and it looks like it's been defragged, or what do they call it when you're, when you don't have bandwidth, whatever that, you know, those little squares that show up in the picture.
Pixelation.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Pixelation.
Pixelation, yeah, right. Okay, well, that happens in radio, too. And that's because of the sunspots. So that may change that reality. But I thought it was interesting that Italy is doing what it's doing. And then in the face of that discussion, what's going on in America? Right now, where I am, it's 17 degrees. What's the temperature where you are, Victoria? I'm on the East Coast in Massachusetts and Framingham. 17 degrees, going up to 31.
Is that with the wind or without?
There's no wind here today. We have no wind.
It's 25, and with the wind, it's 11.
Yeah.
We had a wind. We've got a lot of wind.
Yeah. All right, Kara,
it's
down in Washington.
Here.
It's 11 degrees, Jen. I don't want to hear about Southern California right now. I want to be
Jennifer,
there.
70. I'll be there tomorrow.
I want to be in Southern California.
Tomorrow, Jennifer, keep it warm. Tomorrow I'll be there. I'm taking you and your dad to dinner on Friday night. Keep it warm.
All right. It should
Kara,
be fine.
What about, yeah, it'll be fine. Kara, what's the temperature in Washington?
Yeah, it's a balmy 17 with the wind.
17, just the same as it is here. Yeah, but it's going to warm back up again. It'll be in the high 40s tomorrow, 50s
hot.
over the weekend. Well, it's November. What do you expect? Come
80s.
On.
Not 11 degrees. Not 11.
No, it's a little early for 11. But think about what I just told you with regard to the sunspots. That'll calm down the global warming problem. Anyway,
no.
Let's hope. What? What do you mean no?
No.
Yeah, it'll soften it. It'll soften the impact of all of the warming, anyway. So let's swab our teeth for a moment, shall we? Power swabs, something I've been talking about on this program successfully for 8 years. It was developed by a doctor. His dentist name is Martin Ginniger. He's actually been on this program a couple times to tell the story about how he has come up with this advanced teeth whitening system that doesn't involve strips, doesn't involve trays, doesn't involve messes, and gets results in five minutes. No sensitivity at all. I'm looking at pictures of women. And I was thinking, as I looked at those pictures, who would I rather kiss?
Now you really made it creepy.
Oh, come on. You'd rather kiss her. Wouldn't you rather? Your husband's got nice white teeth, Louis, right?
He does,
so
yes.
You'd rather kiss that face and those teeth and lips and stuff instead of, you know, some guy's got ugly yellow teeth. You don't want that. So let's get some results. 5 minutes, average 6 shades whiter in 7 days, no sensitivity, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Yes, visible results. And you get free shipping when you use the DJV code. Call this number now to order and get the satisfaction that so many people have had over the years. 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile. Just in time for the holidays, 800-208-1797. Call that number, 40% off the price. Plus, because you're a DJV listener, you take another $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Wow, this is a real enhancement to their offer, a real incentive for you to whiten up your teeth. Call 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wednesday, November 13th on the DJB program, and it's our music portion of the hour. Charlie and Kara and I and you, starting out with the music of Elton John and the story of his partner, his musical writing partner, Bernie Taupin. When Bernie auctioned off his extensive archive of original lyric manuscripts last year, a lot of critical Elton John songs were missing, including this song, Candle in the Wind, Border Song, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Benny and the Jets, and some other, you know, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, another one of them. Turns out they'd been in the possession of Bernie's ex-wife, Maxine, ever since they split some 43 years ago. So I guess she's going to take the cash. Next month, she's going to auction off all of these. These guys must be happy about that. At Bonham's in L.A., hard to predict how high the bids will go, but here are the estimates, okay? Candle in the Wind will sell for $100.5 to $200.5. I'm not talking about dollars, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, about the same. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, $100,000 to $200,000. Benny and the Jets, $80,000 to $120,000. The Border Song, $30,000 to $50,000. So let's keep our eye on this, Victoria, okay? And see what happens after they have the auction December 9th. Maxine says she doesn't recall how she wound up holding on to these items after she separated from Bernie, but says some of them were framed on my wall in my house. Others were in a bank vault, perfectly preserved. The lyrics, all handwritten, typed on blank typing paper, reveal a lot of discarded lyric fragments, which would be kind of interesting to see. Maxine began dating Bernie in 1970. They married the following year. She inspired some of the great love songs, including Tiny Dancer, a song referring to her as the seamstress in the band because she sewed tourist patches on Elton's denim outfits while they were on tour. Maxine hasn't spoken to Bernie in many years. She last saw Elton in concert when he played Radio City Music Hall in 2004. She kept kind of a low profile since their separation, rarely giving interviews or discussing her past. So, and people
I think it's
confused
cool about the Tiny Dancer thing because yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah, and I but on the surface here, people are going to confuse Bernie Taupin with the guy Elton John lives with, whose name is Dwight Yoakam or something like that. What's his name? Dwight?
Wait,
no, that's
what?
Wait a minute. What's
Dwight Yoakam's husband?
What's Elton John's?
David Furnish?
Furnish, okay, David. Yeah.
Yeah. Dwight Yoakam?
I don't know where.
Singer? Wait a minute. No one ever thought that Bernie and Elton were together.
I think some people did back then.
Well, yeah. Bernie's straight, clearly.
I understand that, but it doesn't keep people from speculating.
Doug is saying that he thought that they were together.
Well, going back to when I was a disc jockey and some of the conversation at the time. Excuse me. The Jonas Brothers getting into the Christmas spirit with their new song, Like It's Christmas. The band reunited earlier this year to release the album Happiness Begins. This is the JB's third Christmas single. Pretty cool that I said that, I care.
It's the Joe
Jay Bros. Okay.
No, it's Joe Bro.
Okay, all right. I was trying. They contributed about 10 years ago, Girl of My Dreams, to Disney Channel Hollywood, and they covered Joyful Kings for the compilation All Wrapped Up. The brothers announced their reunion earlier this year with the single Sucker and released their fourth album, Happiness Begins, back in June, alongside a documentary on Amazon Prime titled Chasing Happiness. They're currently on the second leg of their tour in support of the LP, and Nick is in the movie Midway. He doesn't make it to the end. I won't spoil any more of it, those of you who are fans.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't be creepy.
Luckily, our audience probably doesn't care about Nick Jonas that much.
Really?
In the movie.
Oh, no. I don't think you credit our... We have a broad spectrum here of people from Kara's age to my age. So, yeah, a lot of them are going to care about the Joe Bros.
Well, I'm glad you spoiled the movie for him.
Yep.
No.
I was trying to get you out of it.
I didn't tell you how he got off.
Well, you did tell us.
Yeah. Well, I did tell you that. Yeah, but I didn't say on the air that he got dropped by an anchor into the ocean.
Oh, my God.
All right. 28. Go see the movie. It's good. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it, too.
So go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And right now, there's a huge special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to Calotren.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump getting underway this morning on Capitol Hill. Career diplomats William Taylor and George Kent testifying before the House Intelligence Committee. In some election news, a short time ago, Ohio Congressman and former 2020 presidential candidate himself, Tim Ryan, endorsed Joe Biden for president. Hillary Clinton ruling out another run for the White House, at least for now. The former Secretary of State explaining her position in a British radio interview yesterday.
Never, never, never say never. And I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it. But as of this moment, talking to you, that is absolutely not in my plans.
Clinton says she does plan to help elect one of the Democrats next year, saying she wants President Trump to, in her words, be retired. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
And things. You'll pardon me while I ad-lib because my glasses are fogged up. I just went outside to give Daisy a little pee time. And it is cold. The weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. We're only limited by our imagination. I'm imagining myself right now, ladies, on the beach in Santa Monica, with the sun shining down, or even on your beach where you are, maybe 6 months from now.
Yes.
How about that? 6-7 months from now, it'd be great to be on that beach. All right, looking at all the hot women, the hot men, So you want to talk about I Know You. You want to talk about the hot men. Who's the hottest man around?
Well, according to People magazine, this year's sexiest man alive is John Legend. And it's they have a new interview.
Do you agree with
him.
That, by the way? Did the two of you agree with that
him.
Pick?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I think
I like
he's adorable.
Him too. I don't even think he's that hot, but...
I don't think he's hot, but I think he's really cute, and he's so sweet, and he's smart, and like
nice.
I just
yep.
I have such a
great
a talent crush on him too, and
yep.
such a wonderful, like he's so into being a husband and a father, and it's just he's adorable. So he is 40 years old, and in the
I thought he was older than that. Really?
No, he has. He has the EGOT, which is the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award.
Mm-hmm.
So he certainly has enough trophies to go around in his house. And he said in the interview, which is a really cute interview, he talks about how he felt very socially awkward. He's from Ohio, and how he felt very socially awkward growing up because he was two years younger than everyone else in his grade because he was very advanced.
Smart.
And so he got pushed up ahead. And he said when he got to college, he was only 16 years old, which it makes a big difference, you know, between 18 and 16. And so he said that everyone else around him
was
14.
Well, there are psychological limitations that go with that,
yeah.
I think.
He was only 12 when he started high school. Think about how hard that must have been to be 12 years old as a freshman in high
school. Imagine if you were doing it now with all of the kinds of things that go on, the bullying online. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then from after that, so when he went to the University of Pennsylvania, so he's also an Ivy Leaguer, and he's an incredible piano player and musician. So he said eventually it all worked out. He said he feels at ease with himself now. But back then it was not easy.
Good. Well, congratulations to him. Very cool. Couple of transportation items here. Those of you who like to fly Southwest may find this news a little discomforting, although it's not unlike... There's a postscript to this, Victoria. Southwest has, over the years, procured a number of used jets from different airlines. It happened that the documentation that has come out this week suggests that they bought a bunch of planes from foreign airlines, and they didn't know much about them. The FAA didn't really inspect them. And so because there's so much focus on Boeing and particularly the 737, because that's the only airplane that Southwest flies, they got 88 of them from various other airlines, and their whole history is under scrutiny because of some things that have come out in the last week or so about them, condition of planes, et cetera, et cetera. So they've always been a focus of maintenance problems and not doing things that they're supposed to do. They have now
this
been told...
This is a little extra scary, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's extra scary. I mean, if all of the...
Let's buy some used planes and not inspect them.
Well, but the... Well, not have the FAA inspect them. I think the... I guess, you know, when they buy them, it's like buying a car. You inspect it, how well you do, how quickly you need it. Remember, this was at a time when Southwest had really rapid expansion. And so they were buying up every plane they could find that was available for them to use. That's really what the reality is. Mm-hmm. Boeing couldn't make planes fast enough to serve them and all their other customers, so they bought used ones. And now they've conducted an audit, finding 360 major things that needed to be repaired on these planes. They say the planes are safe, and I'm going to go with them. I think the planes are. They're not trying to hide anything. They just are growing too fast, basically. They had a nose-to-tail inspection of 41 planes, didn't find anything that was really wrong with them. They have 47 other planes that haven't been inspected as thoroughly that came from this time when they bought these used. These were all next-gen, 737 next-gen planes. And that's that was the first stretch. It's called it's the 800, the 737-800, which is basically what the MAX is, except they've reconfigured it to squeeze more people in and made a crap can out of it for the most part. So anyway, there's that. And the National Transportation Safety Board recommending that all states, this is an interesting sort of twist on reality, everybody now, according to the feds, should wear a helmet. Okay, so then that makes sense. I mean, this is what bothers me with these things is that they think everybody is too stupid to take care of themselves. And you know what? If you are, so be it. I just don't like the government telling me how to do everything. Like, we have no common sense whatsoever. But you know what? In reality, a lot of people don't have any common sense.
Living in New York City, they have the city bikes everywhere that you can rent, and you know, you leave them in a different docking station, and you're supposed to wear a helmet, but no one does. And people get hit all the time.
I was walking around New York on Friday night, and then again in Columbus on Saturday. There were those scooter things, motorized scooter things, all over the place. Everywhere.
They're illegal
every
in New
corner.
York, but I saw some.
Maybe I saw them. Maybe it was only in Columbus. I thought I saw some in New York.
They have regular bicycles that are legal in New York City, but they said that they're never going to let electric scooters be legal, which, thank God. Can you imagine with the taxis and the traffic in New York?
Banging all over the place.
And yahoos on electric scooters? Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. One final item here that may catch some people by surprise. There are some people suggesting Smokey the Bear should retire. Smokey the Bear is 75 years old, and many people think that he is outdated. He's ignored climate change. For those of you who don't remember or never heard a public service announcement with Smokey the Bear, here's his message.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
That was his message.
Isn't his message just, preventing forest fires, obviously?
Yeah.
While you're camping and being responsible?
I would think that would be more important today than less.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously fires are still happening all over the place. So what's the problem with climate change, because he's not specifically addressing that in his PSAs.
I think the most important thing he ever talked about was preventing forest fires and not climate change, and they don't necessarily have to go hand in hand. He's been around since 1944.
To be I'm now putting it together. I understand. Whoever these people are who are unhappy with Smokey, they're saying that it should go a step further, and instead of just saying
let's keep the focus on preventing forest fires and the ecology of it all.
Yeah. Who's the guy with the big mustache?
Sam Elliott.
Hair?
Sam Elliott.
Yes, he's the voice now of Smokey the Bear.
Yes.
On all those commercials.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
There it is. That's
got a great wildfires. Yeah, that's a good voice,
Food for thought. Good. Thank you, Victoria. 43 after the hour, Calitrin has been the healthiest way to lose weight in our country for quite a long time. When I say healthy, you've heard me talk about how it's all natural. The science of effective weight loss around collagen protein. Really, some people say, come on, that's getting into the weeds. All I want to know is that this stuff works. Okay, so that's the message. It works. You got to follow it daily. Take 4 capsules before you go to bed, and it goes to work, and you will lose the weight guaranteed or your money back. You stay on it, though, and you keep the weight off, which is kind of what you want to do at this time of year. You want to start with a little defense before you go into Thanksgiving, Christmas, the parties, the New Year's, and even into Valentine's Day. Weight loss and a lot more benefits come, a lot of support for your body from the ingredients in Calitrin. So take my advice. I've used it. I like it. It works. Take pounds off sensibly. Go to Calitrin.com, Calotren, and use the DJV code. You'll find that there are all kinds of great benefits, success after success story there, and you get free shipping. That's using the code DJV to lose the weight and keep it off at Calitrin.com.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of 6 were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, 44 after the hour. Joining us now is a lady who has lots of expertise in fixing up your home. She's the author of Flip for Decorating. She's worked for a number of publications that help you, like House Beautiful, Southern Living, that sort of thing. She's a native of Louisville. She joins us now, Elizabeth Mayhew. Welcome to the DJV program. I'm interested in your RX. You know how the doctors do an RX to FX? So we're going to FX our home. You got some pretty specific ideas. I just wonder about now, is this the time of year a lot of people are thinking about doing over their home?
Well, this is what happens now. People come inside, they're starting to cook and entertain, and they all of a sudden look around and go, gosh, I need to do some work here. And so it's really the time that prompts you into thinking about it. Whether or not you do it now or not, you're certainly looking around, and maybe this is something you'll do in the new year, or maybe you can give it to one another for your holiday Christmas present, new countertops or new something. But it certainly is when you notice things like this, which is why we're doing this now, just to get you're in the time zone.
So I'm fortunate enough to have a crew of people working for me that are able to take advantage of things when they are available. I'm working with a fellow who's a contractor who's redoing the bank. And the bank has these real large, very heavy marble countertops. And they've given them to me because I said to the guy in passing, I want to redo my kitchen. And I'm wondering how practical marble, I'm not somebody, I'm listening to you, I don't have a lot of expertise in this area, and I just thought, okay, marble's available, let's do it. Is it practical to put marble in your kitchen?
Well, so this is the thing about marble and granite. Both are, marble's porous, and so you can stain it easily, you can scratch it easily, it chips. So, you know, if you're okay with that, but most people...
It breaks, I'll tell you that. We broke one of them, and it's pretty easy to break them. Yeah.
No question, which is why... So one of the things I'm talking about today is this product. It's called Dectin. It's brand new. It's by a very famous company called Cosentino. Maybe you've heard of it. They're also the maker of Stylestone. They really are the world's most innovative and durable surfaces, and what makes them different, there is man-made, but it's a material that's found in quartz and glass and porcelain, but it's absolutely impervious to heat, to staining, to scratches. You really, it's like the no-worry zone.
What's it called? What's the product called?
Dectin.
Dectin?
Dectin, and they just came out with their brand new, it's called the Chromica Collection, and it's specific, I mean, Dectin is across the board, completely has all the same properties. The only differences from one to the other are color. And the thing about color right now, actually, I have a piece that's in the Washington Post. It just went up online today. It's going to be in print tomorrow, but it's about the new neutrals. We are turning as a society to these darker colors. We're kind of sick of gray. We're sick of white. And I personally think a lot of this trend is coming because of we've embraced this modern farmhouse trend, which has a lot of darker colors, particularly in places like countertops and floors. So Dectin is fantastic. There's two colors that are new, Baltic and Faro. So I say look at those. You can go to Home Depot for those. And then the other thing that's also important is to update your light switches. And a lot of kitchens are turning right now to black and dark appliances. So there's a great company called Legrand. They make designer switches and outlets, and their new Adorn collection is amazing. It's very easy to install. It's modern, sleek, and stylish. And what's so cool about it is they have some boxes that just you press in and they pop out, and all of a sudden you've got 3-in-1 all your outlets. So it's very hidden. Plus, they also have USB ports, I mean, soft tap dimmers, you can lift your hand in front of them. So it's like a very updated, cool, great thing to do to your house, and it makes a huge difference. It totally brings it up to the 21st century.
Got it. All right, thank you. Elizabeth Mayhew with some tips on what to do, design trends and stuff for next year.
If you talk and they will hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job showed you broke, love lost the old way.
Probably no surprise to most people. There's a lot of talk today about a Friends reunion of sorts, and Chuck Curry is here to pan it. All right, Chucker, take it away.
Well, I guess yesterday it was somebody broke an exclusive story that there was early negotiations to do some sort of Friends reunion show on HBO Max, which is going to be the new HBO streaming service, which comes out May 2020. First off, Friends aired on NBC. What is this HBO Max? Anyway, non-scripted, which means if they do it or agree to it, I guess they'll do some sort of format where they come out and not really be in their character, not have a finished script. To me, it seems nothing like anybody who was a fan of that show would really want. I mean, it'd be fun to see them together or interview.
Yeah,
that's fine. But I don't know if you caught. I only caught a little bit. I thought it was pretty horrible when this season 90210 did a variation of playing themselves and the characters from the original show. I don't think that concept worked at all. They canceled it after one season. Nobody
Jen
watched.
Jen and I are obsessed. Jen and I loved it. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I was a fan of the original series. I even watched the reboot. So you wouldn't want to see them actually in character progressing the story going forward? You'd rather see what they did
You know, I feel like they've done those characters for so long. I thought it was a lot more interesting the way that they weaved in and out of stories from their actual lives going on and some romances. I don't know. Jen and I thought it was great. We loved it.
Okay.
It was kind of girly, and maybe that's part of what you didn't like that much about it, because it wasn't like the original show. But I hope it gets picked up somewhere else, because they've been hinting about that.
So, Chucker, I went to see
Doug.
The Christmas Last Christmas movie.
And, oh, yeah, what do you think?
Well, have you seen it? Did you go see it yet?
I have not. First of all, I think, isn't it a couple weeks too early? If you're
well,
the studio,
yeah,
well,
one,
I don't get why they would have released it yet.
I said that too on the air. Oh, yeah, wait till after Thanksgiving. I think it would have more appeal then.
Absolutely.
I find Emilia Clarke very appealing, very sweet.
Okay.
She plays an interesting character, very unlikable at the beginning of the movie. It was more like it ought to have been. It was too long. It should have been something that you could do in an hour television show. The first half of it is the story of her life up to point X, and you don't know why she's just kind of a pain in the neck. And then she meets this guy from Crazy Asians, and then the story starts to develop, and by the end, you're really into it, you understand what's happened, and you like her as a character. But the first part of it is kind of just nonsense. That's what I thought it was, anyway. But
fair enough. You know, I just want to point out, we were speaking of friends, possibly. They released a trailer yesterday. I watched Mad About You reboot. Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. That was a very popular show about like 25 years ago. Yeah. Also aired on NBC. But here's the thing. It's going to air on Spectrum Originals. What is that? I have no idea.
Never heard of it. Yeah. Who knows?
Victoria, you know that channel?
Spectrum, the only thing I know, we did it in a tech report, Spectrum is trying to get more people to stay with cable, and so they're doing they're doing a bunch of original programming, and I think it's going to be free. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Good.
Here's the thing about this stuff. All these, and then you mentioned, Doug, yesterday about the money that Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are making for this new Apple TV show. What is it, like $2 million an episode? A piece. There's a lot of big money being thrown around to a lot of people to do these streaming shows. It's just perplexing to me from a model how they can find audiences for some of this stuff because there's so much in the pipeline. It's mind blowing to me. I mean, I like the idea because I thought it was a really good show Made About You, and I'm a Paul Reiser, Helen Hunt fan, but I just don't see how many people are going to be watching it on something I've never heard of. Very, very interesting.
So here's something from Disney that I found interesting. They're re-releasing a lot of films that were stereotypical, and they don't really fit into the modern era. And a lot of people think like Dumbo and the Jungle Book and the Aristocats and some of these other ones that go back 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Disney has decided they're going to put a disclaimer at the beginning of the movie that it may contain outdated cultural depictions. Which
Song of the South would be one, right?
Oh, yeah, right. I thought that was a fabulous movie, by the way, when I was a kid.
Okay.
So do you think that's appropriate? Are they being too sensitive? Just air.
I don't know. I mean, in Disney's case, it's going to be a case of no harm, no foul. So it is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Happy to have you here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.